Okay.
All right. I think we should go that way.
Okay.
So we were talking about the demographics of the like the audience and everything.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who are just neighbors of the parks, but we have a following of people who come over from St. Louis, especially on the Thursday nights up at Riverview Park. We've had several people come over from St. Louis. So the tricky thing this past summer is we had a lot of bad weather. We had several cancellations because of the rain, and they would call. I had maybe 3 calls this year, which is kind of unusual. But I couldn't tell them whether we were going to have the concert or not, because we don't cancel unless there's 100% chance of rain for the whole rest of the evening. We don't cancel until concert time. So we all show up. And if we can't do the concert, if there's lightning in the area or rain in the area, we generally have to call the concert.
What about the demographics of your...
Oh, sorry, I kind of drifted off, didn't I? We have a wide variety of people. We have single people who come, and we have older couples, retired couples who come, and we have more families at Haskell Park than we do at Riverview Park. It's mostly represents the demographics of the neighborhood. So both of the neighborhoods are, you know, a little bit wealthier. I'd like to, you know, play in some of the other parks in the area and, you know, play for different neighborhoods. But these two neighborhoods are just really well-established historical neighborhoods. So that's where a lot of the city support is and everything. So I'd like to see us branch out, like you were talking about, playing for other opportunities and things. That's something that's near and dear to my heart.
So you mentioned some of your audience members come from St. Louis. Do any of your, like, where do your band members come from?
Our band members are, they come from the whole greater St. Louis area. We have some that drive across the river from Missouri and play, and some, like I talked about, a French horn player who comes from Swansea down by Belleville, and we've had people in Jerseyville and, you know, just the whole area. So it's been pretty neat. We have some Edwardsville people. Edwardsville has a municipal band also, and they play one concert a week on Thursday nights, so they conflict with us, so you can't do both. Wood River had a municipal band. 2017 was the first year it hasn't played. I think the mayor was wanting to get it reinstated, but I don't think it got reinstated. So we were able to get some players who had played in Wood River Municipal Band, but I would love to see them start their municipal band back up. They played on Wednesday nights, I believe, and so you could do both, too. So that was fun for the musicians getting to play, and it was just... I just think of it as such a special thing to go take your family out and sit at the concert. You can eat your own snacks. And we had a concessions truck this year for the first time. And they probably didn't do much business because people weren't used to having it there and didn't really know about it. But I think if we promoted it more, we might get a little more traffic. But here you can be out there with your kids and grandkids and extended family members, and people even bring their dogs. And it's being outside together, enjoying, you know, a little bit of culture and not being on video games, you know, really connecting. You can have conversations with people. Up at Riverview Park, the sunset over the river is often spectacular. And even on our hottest days, there's usually a breeze off the river, which is really nice. And they've done a lot of... fixing up at Riverview Park. They've done some major improvements up there, so it's really nice, and it's even more handicap accessible now. They've got a concrete pad down, so if you're in a wheelchair, you can come and sit right next to the benches that are installed there. So it's just kind of a neat thing. I just love that park.
So you mentioned other municipal bands in the area. Have you collaborated with them at all?
No, we haven't. I haven't really had any connections with anybody. I have had somebody connect with me from municipal band like upstate near Chicago one time, but they were wanting to borrow some music, and I think it was music that we didn't have. I mean, there was something that didn't work out, but I was glad that at least they thought about connecting with somebody else. So I think that would be a really neat thing to do. Maybe, encourage at least an ensemble to come and represent another municipal band. Springfield, Illinois has a municipal band, and I think they took a break a few years ago because of, when I say a few years ago, it's probably about 10 years ago. I think that was when everything was falling apart. But they had to take a break for a while, and they were reinstated. I think maybe that just one season they had to cut back. But yeah, I just really think it's a great investment. It's something like this gentleman who played 75 years. That's what we were talking about before the break, I think. He played 75 seasons with the band. He started when he was 15, and he played in 2017, and he just passed away a few weeks ago. And when you think of that, playing 75 years. Now, if you played sports in high school, you don't say, when I'm 90, I'm going to be playing this sport. You might be able to watch it, but you're not going to be participating. But when you take up a musical instrument, there's a very good chance that you could still be playing, in your 80s and 90s. And in fact, the Jim Reinhart's funeral, Bud Schultz, who is, I believe, around 80, played his clarinet for the funeral, and it was beautiful. And you think he has played, most of his life, and he's still doing that. And I just think that's really cool. It's something that we can just keep doing, and multiple generations. When I look at that municipal band, we've had 15-year-old, 16-year-old kids play in there, and they're playing with these older people and working together and creating something together. And I just think that's really cool.
What is the dynamic of your band like outside of the actual like music making? I know, different
Oh, every
generations.
section is different, and you probably know that from being a French horn player. Different sections have different ways of communicating with each other. You can tell some sections are more friendly than others. I think the friendlier sections are great when it comes to welcoming, new players and just kind of taking people under their wings, and it's really fun. Our French horn section has been a favorite of mine for years. They sound fabulous all the time to me. I just love that sound, and they're always funny, and we like a little bit of humor interjected in rehearsals and stuff. We don't want too much gabbing at the concerts because it all gets picked up and the audience hears too much of it. But as far as rehearsals go, we try to get our work done, but an occasional funny comment, a playful comment and stuff is good, and an occasional laugh. We try to work together pretty well. There are some things that are more challenging, and you can tell that a little bit of humor can make some of the challenging stuff a little more bearable. But we've had some kids who play in St. Louis Youth Symphony Orchestra play with our band, and I think that's great too. Here they're getting a chance to, it's not a whole lot of money, but it's a little summer job where they're actually getting to hone their skills and get more practice sight reading and all that fun stuff.
So what are some of your duties as band manager? Going back to that a little bit.
I should probably sit down and create a good document about that, because I really, there are a lot of things I could do better, but I really want to, and I consider it my responsibility to promote the band, to try to publicize and make sure the citizens of Alton, this is one of my goals. I've been going to this social entrepreneurship training, and that's one of the things. You have to decide what your goals are, and see what the end picture is. And that would be, I would like everybody in the city of Alton to know about our concerts. It doesn't matter to me so much whether they come or not, but just to know that we're out there playing and that it's free and they can come and enjoy these concerts and get away from the TV or get away from, the house or whatever, and just come out and sit in the park or play in the park. We've got a playground at Haskell Park for the kids to play on. And just come out and relax and enjoy these concerts. and enjoy their neighbors, you know, and that's my one big goal. My responsibilities, I help coordinate things. I'm not, really, there are a bunch of us that have to work together. We have a board now, which is new, and I'm not used to having a board to do everything with. So I'm used to making decisions like, here's the flyer I want. I want this many of them, and then, you know, it gets taken care of. But now everything goes through the board. So there's more communication than we had before. But then we decide how many musicians we can have in each section, and we try to find them. Like, we would love to have a good bass clarinet player, and we've had a tough time. We had a really fantastic one, and he was able to come back a few times this summer, but he lives elsewhere, so that wasn't possible for him to play the whole season. So part of it is just getting the word out, and I know I need to do a better job at that. I need to contact all the local high schools. Sometimes it's helping find soloists. The previous managers used to find, well, Jim Reinhart would find the soloists and just schedule them, and then the band directors would take it from there. But I really like the band directors to find their own soloists, because they have access to more people than I do. Mm-hmm. You know, they know who's out there. And sometimes when they're having trouble finding a soloist, we can put some more feelers out, because we've got a lot of music educators that we're in contact with, and several of them, like I said, are in the band. So they know more people out and about. So if we relied on me to find the soloists, we would probably not have nearly as good a concerts, because I don't have access to those same musicians. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a different type of networking.
Absolutely, absolutely. So discipline is one of the things I take care of. There can be issues with interpersonal things, or there can be issues with behaviors that need to be taken care of. Sometimes I'm better at that than others, but I'm the kind of person, I don't like conflict, but I'd rather do it sooner and get it over with and take care of it. I don't want it festering. And sometimes you can see where I've missed the perfect opportunity and it's gone a little too long, and then it's hard to backtrack, you know. But for the most part, it's a great bunch of people. And I think even some of the discipline things are sometimes because people have such strong feelings about the band and expect it to be a certain way, you know. So, you know, some of it is, you know, different ideas of what the band should be and what the experience should be. Like, if you have somebody thinking they can cut up, you know, and be funny the whole rehearsal, then that means we aren't getting our job done for learning the music. But if you have somebody thinking that nobody can ever say anything in the rehearsals, then you've got a whole nother issue of people aren't having a good time and it's hard to relax and play good music. You know, we've got to find that happy place where people are working hard but still getting a chance to enjoy themselves. So. Other than that, I don't know what my responsibilities are.
So there's you, there's, you know, band directors. What other kinds of people make up the band itself? And, like, even, like, okay, the members, the musicians, like, okay, what are their day jobs, I guess?
Right. We have a wide variety. You know what? I don't know enough about even just the board members. I don't know what their main jobs are. A couple of them are band directors. One is in the medical field and is... I'd be embarrassed to start talking about him because I'm not sure exactly what he does, but he's really good at whatever it is he does because he just got promoted to a really great job. But we have retired people in the band. We have office workers. We have some college students. Boy, I'm trying to think of how many band directors we actually have. We probably have like 10 band directors in there, which for... you know, 45 people, that's a big portion, you know. And we do have a lot of retired people. That would be a really good thing for me to find out. I need to get to know my band better.
Yeah. Gosh, I just had that question. It was right there.
Sorry.
No worries. So you rehearse an hour and a half, during the summer.
Actually, I take that back. We get 2 hours in, 7:30 to 9:30, I think. So a 2 hour rehearsal for a 1 hour concert. So never. You asked, sorry, I interrupted you.
No,
again.
No, you're good. So what does a typical rehearsal look like for someone who is not from the band world?
Okay, well, we all get there, we get our instruments out, we warm up on our own. So we should be there 5 minutes or so ahead of time. And then when the conductor gets up, they have us do a warm-up routine where we're all doing scales and stuff like that together. And then we just dive right in and start reading music down. And they might have, you know, 5 more pieces than we can fit in a concert. And they may be trying to figure out how best to program them. There might be one or two that just are not usable. Like, we'll try them, and then they'll go, ugh. And they'll say, let's put that one away, and we won't play it all season. But they need to do that. You know, even new music, sometimes it isn't what you're expecting it to be. And it might just be that particular group that's there that night. Because, you know, people have vacations and work commitments and illness, you know, all through the summer, just like any other time. So if we don't have the clarinet section there, which we had a couple concerts where we were very short on clarinet players, we can't do a clarinet feature. You know, it just wouldn't make sense. So sometimes they get there for rehearsal and it's like, we can't do this number because it has a really good trombone part, or, you know, a really good, you know, trumpet part, and we're short on people. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of tricky to do that because the different music has different requirements. And like I said, you might not know ahead of time, you know, who your people are going to be. So
is that on a week-to-week basis?
Yes. We're trying to come up with some solutions for, you know, absenteeism and stuff. But for the most part, people know what their vacation schedule is, so they can let us know that ahead of time. But we've had, the tricky part is communicating it to everybody. Like, the band directors need to know. So even if I know and the person who's taking roll knows, that doesn't help if the band director doesn't know. So we've got to get a better system of communication. And now they've got all kinds of apps and stuff you can use. But we do have some older people who would have to have somebody else do the app thing for them.
So you said you had 45 members?
Roughly, yes.
Has it been the same?
We used to run about upper 50s, I think. When we had those budget cuts, through attrition, just like every other thing, we've not been able to replace everybody. We would love to have more of certain instruments. Like I said, we had a shortage of clarinets this year. If we don't have people come and audition, we can't expand the sections. We have 4 flute players. We could probably use 5 just so we can go on vacation and stuff like that, you know. We do get subs sometimes because we have lists of people that we know could come in and cover. But like, there are key instruments. Like, we had one year where we had some concerts with like 2 trumpets. Well, you know how it is, missing trumpets, you know, and you're missing a lot of good music if you're missing trumpets, you know.
But that's roughly stayed about the same in the
we've just kind of diminished. I think the original city, they had it in their charter for having a band. I mean, it goes way back in the city rules and laws. And I think it specifically stated some number, you know, 40-something. So it had gotten bigger than that for a while, which is more what we're used to for a concert band, is having it in the, like, 50s. So, you know, we've been kind of running a little on the low side. I'd like to see more. We used to have 4 tuba players, and we had 1 this summer, and it would be nice to at least have a couple.
Do you guys have an upright bass?
I would love to. We did. When we had 4 tubas, we had an upright bass, too. Yes. Oh, that would be great. I would love to have an upright bass.
I know sometimes that varies based on, you know, just the group and who's available, you know, right. Who's in town,
yep.
Who auditions, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so we do need to. It's really hard because once the season's over, it's kind of like we all get really busy with whatever our real lives are, and we don't really think a lot about in the spring what are we going to need. And you know, sometimes we have college students who are playing who might find out in the spring that they aren't coming home for the summer. So then, you know, we kind of are scrambling to cover for them, you know. But we could, like, we know we need a bass clarinet. We could be contacting the high schools now, which this interview is good for this because it'll help me remember that I need to be contacting people and let them know, hey, here's a summer job. You know, what kid would rather flip burgers than come play with the band, you know? I mean, it's fun. We have a good time playing music together. So
what does your work look like in the off season then, I guess?
Well, I generally just am so relieved when band is over because it's really busy and hectic because that's 3 nights a week all summer. And so I'm usually relieved and just kind of forget about it. So I need to, like I was saying, I need to stay on top of it and start contacting band directors and let them know. And I'd really like to get some small ensembles out to the schools. I hear it's hard to do that these days. They've got everything pretty structured. But I think if we made the right contacts, we could probably still do that and let kids know. You know, it's just like any other job. You know, if kids don't know those jobs exist, how would they know whether they were interested in them or not? And so I think it would be good to let the music students know, hey, you can get paid for playing your instrument, you know, and you can have fun doing it too. You know, even if you go into something else, like me going into business, I still was playing my instrument and still making money for playing my instrument. So
yeah, let them know that it's still available to them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not a this or that choice.
Right. Yep.
So you said you recently got a board.
Yes. Last year we started with the board. And some of it is really good because I don't have to make all the decisions by myself because, you know, there's a lot of pressure doing that too. But other things, it's just hard because with the Open Meetings Act, you have to plan everything ahead of time. You need to have an agenda and you need to do the minutes and they have to be publicly posted. And like paying bills, it has to be voted on at an official meeting. And so sometimes when we have things we want to do and we need the bills paid, we don't have a meeting right away. And you can't just call a meeting because it needs to have 48 hours advance notice. And I'm not a very good advance notice kind of person. So our next meeting is in December. And the last one we had was several weeks ago. But it was the only time we could get together. So we put it on the calendar and we'll do our best to get everything covered. But if we forget to take care of the pay and the bills, it would have to wait till the next meeting. And then with the way city finances are, you submit payments, it's still a couple weeks before payments go out. So everything's really delayed. And because I didn't get all the paperwork in that I needed, the band didn't get paid till the end of September, and we played our last concert in the middle of August. So that was a mismanagement moment for me, but it's just one of those things that, you know, I was used to the way it was before and didn't realize there was a piece missing until I called and asked, and they said, oh, yeah, there's a piece missing. Okay, great. So, yeah.
So you said your minutes are posted, publicly posted.
On, yeah, city website.
Yeah, so tell me about, like, the history of your online presence.
It's not been good.
So I've been to the website now.
The actual city website?
Yeah.
And all we have posted, I think, for besides our agenda minutes, is our flyer. Like, we had a band flyer. I think they had something like that up there. I would like to have it more interactive and have it, but with the, you know, everything through the city has to be, they need to be able to access, everybody needs to be able to access everything for the city through Freedom of Information Act. So all the information should be publicly available. It's difficult when you can't do stuff yourself. Like I would have to give updates to somebody else for them to be able to update things. Well, the people who are updating are really extraordinarily busy, and I really can't see this as a high priority. So I think our Facebook page and stuff like that is our best way to get information out to people. And the more people are using Facebook, you know, the more people we can connect with. So as this generation, you know, this younger generation, if we can connect with them electronically, I think we can get the word out better, you know, and get more people to attend the concerts. Mm-hmm. And talking with, like, in this social entrepreneurship training, I've connected with some small business owners in the area, too. And we've been talking about ideas of connecting for the band concerts, too, because there's a woman who does parties. And she has had some ideas of coming and maybe doing some things with the kids at the concerts. And that would be good for her because she could give certificates for her business or whatever. And we'll have that benefit of connecting more with more kids. She'll have the benefit of having the audience there to connect with them. And so it's a win-win thing for us, you know, where we're spreading the word a little bit. And that's what the Small Business Revolution, their whole thing is. You don't want to be competing with everybody. You want to be supporting everybody. So it's more of a network than it is a business competition. And I just love that attitude because I now, you know, when I go to a business and I, like, let's say State Street Market, it's a got a little restaurant and they've got this copper bar next door. The owners are wonderful, outgoing people, and they want Alton to succeed. So if I have a place I want to go, I'll go. I want to do business at State Street Market because they are encouraging. Mm-hmm. So it's like I want to spend money there to encourage them because they are encouraging others.
Yeah.
And the Old Bakery Brewery, they have done a lot. They're the ones who initially got the ball rolling for the Small Business Revolution. They are investing in the community. They have all kinds of activities that they do at their business to promote small businesses, to promote Alton. And if we can be part of that network and all of us can benefit from it and see the town blossom because of this, you know, encouraging each other, I just think that's just a wonderful thing. So I'm excited about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So things are looking really good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask because I know the Wood River Band is having that kind of lapse.
Right.
But I think that might be a more isolated economic issue. And I know we've all felt like the 2008,
right,
you know,
yeah,
downturn. So I guess I was going to ask if you foresee any economic struggles, but I guess you kind of already talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, because it's part of the property taxes and it's just such a tiny, tiny mm-hmm. portion, and it would require changing laws because it's mm-hmm. actually legally set up for us, you know, it would be a major ordeal to get rid of us. And the current mayor has no intentions, he has assured us, of getting rid of us because he likes what we're doing, you know, to unite those communities too. And it's just, you know, you need to have cultural things in your community because if you don't, you lose that enticement for people coming. You know, the best towns are the ones that have the artistic things going on. We've got a lot more activities now than we used to. I know Main Street, Sarah McGibney has a lot of things going on with the Main Street group, and they're trying to revitalize downtown Alton, which is really cool. And, you know, it's just there's a lot of really positive things going on right now in Alton.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what would you say, going back to the like the demographics of the band itself and mm-hmm. you know, community members and that sort of thing, how many would you say are like professional musicians versus not necessarily amateurs? It's kind of a loaded term.
I really don't know, because you know, the band directors are considered professional musicians even though they might be playing something in the band that's not their main instrument. Even I don't know, I haven't even asked, but and I don't know how many people who have other jobs are playing elsewhere as professional musicians. You know, like I've done that off and on in my life. Even though I had a full-time job doing something else, I did the weekend gigging, you know, with the guitar player and stuff. So I really don't, I really don't know. Just, you know, I should ask all these people these questions next year.
Okay, just kind of wrapping up a little bit. Do you have any favorite memories of the band? Any experiences? Anything for any span of...
The whole time I've been there, one of my favorite things has been consistently JoJo the Clown. She is there, the kids' lover. She helped me bring up my kids. Sometimes my babysitter wouldn't show up at the concerts and I'd have my three kids there. And JoJo would keep an eye on them for me. And she is a gem. And she hands out little candies to the kids and leads them around the park in a parade on one of the songs. And she even has said about what a cool experience that is when the beginning of the season is and the kids from the previous year come and recognize her and give her a hug and things like that. So she's consistently been something really special about the band. So other than that, you know, every year has got different special things about it. We've lost several members since I've been playing. Alan Biggs was a French horn player. He was there when I started, and the flute player who sits next to me came to the band because of Alan, and then losing him was hard. Kathy Bowman, the one who had funded that extra week, she passed away a little over a year ago. And you know, she was an important part of the band, and we went way back. I think she and I started the same year back in 1978. And just, it's been hard, you know, seeing people die. And but, you know, we get new players, and I know that, like, these two gentlemen who just passed away who had those long histories with the band, they would be thrilled to see the band just keep going. You know, when I think of it starting in 1891 every year, let's keep going for, you know, that much longer, you know, and let the next generation of kids experience this.
That's really awesome. I like that. So what does the Alton Municipal Band mean to the community, do you think?
I think it means family entertainment. It means someplace you can go and not worry about, you know, your general life. You know, you can go and be entertained and just forget about your troubles and just tap your foot and sing along and just hang out together. And so it's kind of family. Yeah.
What does it mean to you?
Oh, it's a big part of me. It's, you know, started my relationship with my husband, so it means something really important to me there, but also the musician in me. It gives me that musical outlet, that gift that I have received and I get to share with others. And I think we all, you know, we all have a desire to share that gift with others. So, yeah. It's just a neat multi-generational experience, you know? Special art.
Was there anything else you'd like to share?
I can't think of anything. I think I've been talking forever.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.